From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It's Thursday, February 8th. Look for mostly sunny conditions across the region today. We'll see a high near 41. SIU Carbondale's future viability is again in the spotlight as the SIU Board of Trustees is set to meet for a second day in Edwardsville today. During yesterday's working session, public comments were mainly opposed to Chancellor Carlo Montemagno's proposed reorganization, though some say there is support on the campus for change. Charlie Howe says his biggest concern is the overall community SIU serves. He says the focus should be on enrollment and growth.
And if the university declines, enrollment keeps declining, so does the city. So many people in the business committee will step outside their door on any given day, look up and down the street, it's practically deserted. Businesses are leaving and everything. It affects everything across the board. It is up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to make things work.
There was no mention among the trustees of inquiries into hiring that continue both on campus and at the state level. Meanwhile, trustees asked a few clarification questions about proposed tuition and fee rates for next year, but saved those discussions on the matter for today's full board meeting on the Edwardsville campus. The SIU football team has added five more players to its 2018 signing class. Yesterday, incoming Salukis include quarterback Javon Williams from Centralia, linebacker Eric Owens of East St. Louis, defensive back DJ Johnson from Kansas City, wide receiver Laquan Burton of Orlando, Florida, and kicker Griffin Serra from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Head coach Nick Hill announced the signing of 16 players during the first signing period on December 20th. He also welcomed six mid-year transfers in January. SIU opens the 2018 season on August 30th at Murray State. Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost has introduced a measure to provide a cost-of-living adjustment to veterans. The Veterans Compensation COLA Act of 2018 would also provide compensation for dependents, a clothing allowance, dependency and indemnity compensation to surviving spouses, as well as dependency and indemnity compensation to children paid to wounded warriors and their families for injuries they suffered while serving the country in uniform. If approved, these increases would begin on December 1st of this year. Lawmakers in Springfield say time is of the essence to get a new Medicaid funding plan for Illinois hospitals in place. Democrats and Republicans have been negotiating for months on what's called the Hospital Assessment Program. It brings in billions of dollars in federal money to treat some of the state's most vulnerable patients. Democratic State Representative Greg Harris of Chicago says talks are ongoing, but in an effort to speed things along, he's introduced a draft proposal.
We've all been pulling in the same direction to find the best answer for, you know, all the hospitals in Illinois, because this piece of legislation touches every single hospital in the state.
Republicans say there are still issues that need to be resolved. The legislature has to send a final version of the program to health care officials in Washington before July 1st. That's when billions in federal money is scheduled to expire. Well, enjoy the expected mild weather conditions the next couple of days or so. More wintry precipitation is in the forecast for the weekend and into next week. Right now, there is a chance of some light freezing rain in portions of southern Illinois and southeast Missouri early Saturday morning. Little to no ice accumulation is expected at this time. Chance of some wintry precipitation also is in the forecast for most of the region Saturday night into Sunday. Minor accumulations will be possible. And then there's also a chance of some rain and snow mixed late Monday in night into very early on Tuesday. But in the meantime, enjoy today. Sunny skies, will see a high near 41. Winds will be calm and out of the south-southwest at 5 to 9 miles an hour. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.